your miles. Upside. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. That's upside.com.
Minimum purchase applies. See site for details.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Monday edition of the Gym Class. Getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Plenty to talk about the weekend of the world of sports featuring the Masters Golf Tournament. Sergio finally gets a major. We'll talk about that. Mike Halas will be joining us as well with Mike on Mondays. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We got a four-pack of Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets to give you, and the Colonels were terrific over the weekend, had terrific crowds, both for Saturday and Sunday. So all that and more coming up. Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way, KGYM. And welcome, Monday edition of the program here on this April the 10th. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Alex Kuhn. He's pulling double duty. He's going to be helping us out on the other side of the glass coming up before his, I don't know if it's a long-awaited debut, short-awaited debut coming up. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Hope everyone had a great weekend out there. It was a very interesting weekend, that's for sure, with the goings-on in Augusta, Georgia with the Masters. Of course, Sergio Garcia, as everybody knows by now, he finally gets that long-awaited major. As he takes it in extra holes, one extra hole yesterday, as he wins the 2017 Masters. We'll kick that around. We'll talk with Mike Halas, who is down at Augusta National. We will talk with him about that as well. And a lot of other things coming up on the program here today as well, including a four-pack of Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets to one of our lucky listeners out there. We will be giving you a chance to win that coming up here in just a little bit. And that will be for a trip to Veterans Memorial Stadium next weekend with a four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels take on the Kane County Cougars coming up on Saturday, April the 22nd, or next Sunday, April the 23rd. Or I guess that's two Sundays away, two Saturdays and two Sundays, now that I look at the calendar right there. So we'll have those each day this week, and you can check out more at colonels.com. Happy Monday to you.
You as well. A nice one outside, and you know what? Played a little golf this weekend, watched a lot of golf.
Yeah.
And a little bit of baseball. So all in all, a terrific weekend. Hope everyone out there had the same.
Yeah. Very, very good weekend, and a very good weekend for one Sergio Garcia, and that's where we start, I guess. Congratulations. Was Sergio the best player in the world to have not won a major to this point? Was he carrying that banner that no one wants to carry?
I think so. That's been pretty well publicized, in fact, and Sergio spoke to that after the round, and actually he's spoken about it at every major. Everybody brings it up, and after, what, 22 majors? Or 74, 73 majors, I'm 73, sorry.
73, I believe.
He finally breaks through, and it was thrilling. I thought, you know, a lot of times, you know, players stumble in and somehow win the thing. I mean, the top seven or eight players all shot in the 60s yesterday, so it wasn't a bunch of mediocre golf being played. Rose and Garcia, great friends, Ryder Cup European teammates, great sportsmanship down the stretch. And then Tiger ended up pulling it off in the playoff. And, you know, we were conflicted, I know that, because our fantasy golf team had Justin Rose. So on the one hand, we were rooting for the money. And on the other hand, I guess I was rooting for Tiger or Sergio Garcia to get the monkey off his back, and so he did.
I got a feeling, usually when golfers win their first majors, kind of like a Danny Willett, kind of like others, they kind of go into, you know, they enjoy it, and you should enjoy it, but they also kind of go away for a little bit. I don't think that's going to be the case, though. I don't think that's going to be the case coming up with Sergio. He might get a few now that he's won one.
I agree. And I don't think it's a direct parallel with Greg Norman, but I think a lot of similarities. Norman did win two majors, but so many times something got in the way, whether it was a Larry Mize chip in or hitting one a wayward on the 18th hole to keep him out of the victory stand. He lost four majors, Norman, that is. Four majors in a playoff.
Yep. And in bizarre ways. Just bizarre killer ways.
Yeah. And as far as Garcia goes, things got in the way, oftentimes himself. Or, you know, fewer times, other players just did more than Sergio did. But I think he handled himself very well. And Sergio Garcia was not always a wildly popular player in the United States. Remember when he couldn't pull the trigger on a golf shot? He waggled and stood over the golf ball forever. He worked that out. He's worked a lot of things out in his career, and now it's finally paid off.
Yeah, it has. Your thoughts about Sergio winning at 319-366-1600. That on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Do appreciate them helping us out here on KGYM. And thank you very, very, very much for helping us out with that. And again, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. As Zach just missed out. Needed a birdie on the 18th hole on Friday to get into the weekend. I had a chip, came up about a foot and a half, 2 feet short. And it was interesting. We'll talk to Mike Halas about this as well. But the short game kind of betrayed Zach a little bit. One of his strengths, maybe his strength, over the weekend, it betrayed him.
Yeah, reading Mike's story Saturday morning, he outlined the fact that Zach missed made only six of 13 putts between 5 and 10 feet. And that's, I mean, he missed a really, really short one on 10, maybe 2 or 3 feet in that second round. And that's very uncharacteristic of Zach. Just came up one short of making the cut. But he really grinded after a 75 in the first round. And for a while there in the second round, looked like he was going to be inside the cut, and then bogeyed 17 and just didn't quite make it. But, it's not easy putting at Augusta National, but it was I think Zach encountered more difficulty than he usually does on the greens.
Yep, and we'll talk more about that with Zach and his adventures with Mike Halas. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. More about the Masters. Just a couple things, first of all. It's great theater. Again, and going back to a former morning host of ESPN regular radio programming who said that golf will never, ever be relevant again because Tiger Woods is not involved with it. It showed again this weekend that, again, golf does not need Tiger to be fun, to be relevant out there. It was a terrific weekend. It was a terrific weekend, no matter if Justin Rose won it, no matter if Tiger Woods won it. You had the Spieth-Fowler matchup pairing that, unfortunately, both did not play very well yesterday. You just had storylines up and down the whole place yesterday and over the weekend that, again, it just proves that there's more to golf than Tiger.
Well, there were a lot of storylines, but I'm not sure it dragged in the casual fan. I mean, you had the storylines that you talked about. Seve Ballesteros' 60th anniversary of his birthday and a Spaniard trying to win it. And the Justin Rose up there, Sergio Garcia's Ryder Cup teammate and longtime friend. And could the Americans pull it off? Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth. Spieth had been second the last 3 years, and actually very disappointing on the part of those two players. And very surprising, I thought. But did it really pull in the casual fans? I haven't seen the ratings or whatever. If you're a golf fan, certainly I think you'd agree with your point, Scott. But did it really pull in the casual fans? I don't know.
It was down from last year. Taking a look at the overnight ratings here as far as CBS television is concerned, but it's still got a 7.6 rating and a 17 share, which for golf, that is, those are the biggest numbers of the year as far as golf is concerned. Last year, it was an 8.5 rating as far as the final round a year ago with Danny Willett. getting the green jacket. Sergio and Justin Rose, two Europeans. It's the second straight year Europeans have won, and that hasn't happened for about almost 15 years. It was the early 2000s, I believe, 03, 04, or something like that, when they went back-to-back anyway. If Spieth and Fowler, you put Spieth and Fowler in for Rose and Garcia, ratings would have been through the roof. Would have been through the roof. I think it was still very good theater and very good golf. Everything was right there. But like I said, Justin
because
Rose,
of Sergio's quest, I think, more I think, than anything else.
I agree. I agree. And I've never heard, first of all, I've never heard the Augusta crowds quite as vocal as they were. Maybe they had the microphones a little closer. Maybe there were a lot of libations being tossed around, I think, yesterday on the 18th hole. Actually booed once when the marshals told them to be quiet on the 18th hole. That when both Sergio and Rose were there the first time around. And then also yesterday, as far as the Masters was concerned, you had the booing, and then you also had... Oh, and it escapes me now, of course. I had it and I lost it. But a couple things you didn't see very regularly as far as the Masters is concerned. Maybe it's changing a little bit. I don't know.
Well, I think lost in everyone, too, was the fact that the number one player in the world was not there. Dustin Johnson had to pull out on the very first tee on Thursday. He had injured his back at the home at which he was staying the night before. And, you know, will that taint Sergio's victory? I hope so, and I don't think so. But Dustin Johnson was not there. Appears he'll be back in about 4 weeks. But when Tiger hasn't been relevant for a while. I mean...
And I'm not sure it's going to be. And not a knock on Tiger. I think he's done as a relevant part of the world of golf. CBS did not mention basically Tiger at all this weekend. They showed his picture a couple times in reference to marks that were being gone, you know, that were out there as far as the final round is concerned. Other than that, did not mention Tiger.
Yeah, it was 20 years since his 1997 victory, and there was some mention of that leading up to the tournament, but I agree with you. A couple comments on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line in regard to the Masters. Again, that number is 319-366-1600. 6439, Tiger brings ratings whether he's good or bad. Kenneth at 2364, the storyline for me was could Rory McIlroy complete the Grand Slam?
That was another story out there. That was another very good story out there.
McIlroy finished top 10, I think, T7.
And didn't have his A game.
No.
I mean, he wasn't sharp the whole weekend, and he still finished, I think, one under and in the top 10. That thing was there for Rory to take out there. And I thought Jim Nance would really pounce on it here at 17 past the hour at 3 o'clock. I thought Jim Nance would really hit this in the Butler Cabin interview with Sergio afterwards. And I was waiting for it, and he never brought it. On the 60th birthday of Seve Ballesteros, I mean, one of my idols out there, because as you can attest to, my game really looks a lot like Seve's, because I could hit it in a parking lot and maybe make par and get people angry. But anyway, when he hit it into the bush in 13, to the left of the creek, and I was waiting for Jim Nance to say, Sergio, did you channel Seve as you were in in the parking lot on 13 over there? Because that was a Seve, that was pure Seve, in the British Open Championships. He did hit it into a parking lot and got up and down for par. If you remember that, it's been a long time ago, but I was just waiting for him to bring that up, and he never ever did. I was kind of disappointed a little bit. I think that turned the whole thing around when he made par on 13.
I agree. Garcia headed in the bushes to the left of the 13th fairway, had to drop in the pine straw, hitting three, had to lay up, and then hit a brilliant short shot in there and made par. That kept him afloat. And if I remember right, Justin Rose missed a shortish putt on that hole to go three up. which could have been a big, big difference. But, yeah, that would have been pretty good.
Now, the other question as far as that is concerned, and again, you had all the judges at home calling in, and Jim Nance freely admitted there were a lot of people that called in. I texted you afterwards. That ball moved.
I don't know if it did.
It oscillated. First of all,
you mean after he dropped it in the pine straw?
First of all, if you're Sergio, why in the world are you trying to get? I'm glad they didn't call the penalty, but it moved. It oscillated. The Masters official, and they are from the club. He told him what to do. How are you going to do your drop? Walked out of the way. Didn't see it. But you can see it pretty clearly on the television screen. It did oscillate. Now, is it enough for a penalty? I don't think so. And I think they made the right call, not 2 hours afterwards calling Sergio in and telling him. That would have been a very Sergio-like thing to have happen, though. I'm sorry, you have a two-shot penalty. Justin Rose is the winner. But I'm glad they didn't go back and say, okay, this is the way it is. It did move. It oscillated a little bit. It didn't bother anything. But I'm just wondering, what are you doing down there, Sergio? Because that is a penalty. You go back to the movie Tin Cup, Mark. What's the famous line there in the final round? You know, Costner's in the junk over there on the right, and he's moving things around. And I know the rules, Romeo. Right? Am I right?
True.
You can't move the ball. And it oscillated a little bit. Whew. Glad we didn't have another controversy in golf.
I'm glad, too. And a bonus, we get to know who Angela Aikens is.
Everybody should know that.
That'd be Sergio Garcia's fiance. She's actually a correspondent for the Golf Channel and a golfer in her own right, University of Texas. And her dad, grandfather have been connected with the University of Texas for quite some time. But, she was front and center there as well. Her and Sergio are going to get married in July, apparently.
Not a bad year for Mr. Sergio Garcia out there. Of course, we had baseball over the weekend as the first weekend of the season took place. The NBA and the NHL coming down to the wire. NHL is done. First round playoff matchups are now set. As far as the National Hockey League is concerned, we got the NFL draft around the corner. NBA playoffs are coming up around the corner starting next weekend as well. Got a game coming up for you on Wednesday night. Big one between Atlanta and Indiana, as Indiana trying to get into that 7-8 spot right there as far as the East is concerned. And trying to get the we do have the poll question up, but it's not registering. It will, but when it does register, and it is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, Mark, what will it say?
Yeah, will it say? What are you most looking forward to the next month of the sports season? Would it be the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, or the NFL draft? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's.
Yeah. A lot of things coming up in the sports world here. A couple things to get to. News and notes at 3:23 here. As far as the my favorite time of the year, one of my favorite times of the year, and that is keeping track of all the people that are telling they are going to go into the
almost
NBA draft.
Almost 400 players, Scott? Is that what I read?
That is not true. I'm looking at a list right now, and the list here has 25 that have said that they are going to sign with an agent. They are done.
Scott, I was kidding.
Oh, well, hey, it's been over 100 before. You had me, man. And then also there are 27, now 28, as we have just had one breaking in the last couple of minutes. Isaac Haas, the big man out of Purdue, says he will test the waters. Not going to hire an agent, but is going to put his name into the NBA draft. Congratulations to Bonzi Colson of Notre Dame, who said he's coming back to play for Notre Dame next year. Thank you very much for that. But we're up to 53 now, and we've almost and that is just American college players that have almost completed the all the slots in the two-round NBA draft that'll be coming up in a few months.
Kansas getting well, as if they needed to, getting a couple transfers from Memphis. Memphis has lost six players.
Yes, they have.
And two of them now going to University of Kansas.
And I will have this list sometime. It won't be today. Also, coming up in the offing next couple of days, we'll take a look at the Missouri Valley Conference. And people starting to speculate as far as what teams they're going to be going after, what schools are going to be going after. CBSSports.com had a very interesting article today. I think that was Kyle Porter that came out with that. And he in the end of his article, he kind of agreed with me. Hey, if you want to make a big swing, go after the Dakota schools and try to get them and get a football basketball league. You'll have to probably go to divisions. But 14 teams and would probably make a pretty good move as far as mid-major conferences are concerned, mm-hmm. as far as the radar is concerned. And everybody knows that Mo Valley's probably down now, if they stay with 10, to a one-bid league. But it is what it is.
I think it'd be a good marriage with some of the South Dakota and North Dakota schools.
I think it'd be great.
They've been very competitive, obviously, already are in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, but it makes a lot of sense to me. We'll see what happens. Major League Baseball going on right now. A couple games in progress. Really, really good pitching duel in Detroit for the Tigers home opener. Right now, the Tigers have gone ahead of the Boston Red Sox 2-1 on Ian Kinsler homer. Chris Sale had pitched very, very well for the Red Sox. He went 7 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs. His opponent, Justin Verlander, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, and that was unearned. So right now, Detroit trying to hang on to a 2-1 lead over Boston right now. New York Yankees, it's final. The Yankees have won over Tampa Bay 8-1. Everything else, either getting started momentarily or under the lights, including the Chicago Cubs home opener, at which the Cubs will save David Ross, will receive their World Series rings tonight.
And Dexter Fowler.
And Dexter Fowler. Save Dexter Fowler.
Yeah, ceremonies will be planned, and the tarp is now off at Wrigley Field. I would imagine it, well, I know it's going to be a very festive atmosphere tonight on the north side of Chicago, and they'll do it upright and have a good time handing out the rings.
Fowler, of course, now in St. Louis. He's going to get his ring when the Cardinals visit Wrigley Field, I believe.
That is correct.
David Ross competing in Dancing with the Stars.
Of which we will have an update tomorrow. You had a thought that they might do something tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
They might. You never know.
Could have a ring ceremony on Dancing with the Stars. That remains to be seen.
If that happens, you'll hear about it tomorrow.
We had a proposal at Augusta over the weekend. A marriage on the 12th tee. Did you read about that?
No.
Yeah. There was a marriage proposal. She said yes.
Nobody that we know.
Nobody that we know.
Okay.
Nobody that we know. All right. We will take a break. Come back. By the way, Chris Sale. Yep. Boston's better, but they aren't scoring runs for you either. 2 runs in 2 outings, I believe, for Chris Sale so far. So that was the knock when he was with the White Sox.
Yeah.
Could have won about 3 Cy Youngs if they would have scored any runs for him in Chicago. Not doing it in Boston either. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. 3:28. Mike Halas will join us, and we'll talk about the Masters and other things in sports with Mike when we come back.
Public Clearing Home is here at the home of Barb White, winner of our $5,000 a week forever sweepstakes. Let's go surprise her with the good news. Oh, my. Oh, well, I've never seen anything quite like this, folks. It appears Barb has let her lawn go for a few years, maybe. We'll just go around the side. Oh, well, that's not going to work.
Is that Public Clearing Home? Did I win?
Yes, ma'am, you won. We've got the check right here. Just need to get it to you.
Walk by the wind chimes next to the bug zapper.
Okay, sure. Okay,
duck your head under. Oh, I can't believe I won. This is just so exciting. Oh, dear. Are you okay?
You have a moat? You know what? We'll mail you the check. I hope you have a gigantic mailbox.
I do, in fact, right next to my gnome nativity scene. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Need landscaping? Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. We got you covered. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If the computer's at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
3:30, back with you on the Monday edition of the gym class KGYM. And don't forget the debut edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will be coming up immediately following us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock here this evening. Looking forward to taking that in. Should be a whole lot of fun. And, again, they'll be on through 7 o'clock this evening. We will have for you a four-pack of Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets for you to win. That'll be coming up before 4 o'clock here today. And on Mondays here in the program, we talk sports with Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com, and we invite you to follow him on Twitter. Very good follow out there, at Halas. It's as simple as that. Mike, are you rested after spending... the weekend with Snoop Dogg and other assorted celebrities in Augusta?
No, I'm not. I'm not rested. I just got back to Cedar Rapids, and I thought the pollen in Georgia was supposed to be bad, but boy, it seemed like the second I got outside the airport door here, it's oh boy. But we soldier on.
Were you involved in the search for Otis Nixon while you were down there, Mike?
Otis Nixon? I'm not aware of what you're referring to.
All right. Former Braves outfielder had gone missing. He missed his tee time, and they just found him. So
he's okay.
He missed his tee time. Wow. Well, maybe he was at Dustin Johnson's place.
Yeah. Zach Johnson didn't miss his tee time, but he did miss the cut. And yeah, you outlined true. That in your story on Saturday morning as to why.
Well, didn't putt very well. And on Thursday, he found the water on 11 and 13. And if he doesn't do that, he plays on the weekend and has a chance to move up the board. So not a lot of mystery. He blamed his short game, said his short game was a D, and D won't get it done.
Did he go for both 13 and 15 that first day, Mike? I know he did on 13. I can't remember 15.
Yeah, he was going for, I think he went for him. Three of those four opportunities. Mm-hmm. But that's not unusual. You know, everybody remembers 07 when he didn't go for a single par 5 and 3, but when he's got a chance, he goes. Yeah. The weather that year had a lot to do with that.
True.
Well, how bad were the conditions Thursday and Friday down there, Mike?
Bad.
Yeah?
Veterans were saying they'd never seen windy days like those. Just, I mean, it was relentless. I waited on Friday. I thought that Johnson playing in the afternoon was catching a break because the wind's bound to die down at some point. Never did.
Mm.
Well, Adam Scott said it was borderline unplayable.
Yeah, and Zach said Thursday after his round that it would not surprise him a bit that if either late Thursday afternoon or at some point Friday, they stopped play. But they never did. The course was still playable. And but it had to be borderline. I mean, it was, God, I lost my cap a couple of times, and to see the sand blowing out of the bunkers the way it was in some spots on the course was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Mentioned before we leave Zach, like you said, he wasn't very happy with his short game. Other than that, he said he's hitting the ball very well. Right
yeah,
now.
You know, and he doesn't lie about this stuff. He doesn't exaggerate. if he says that he's doing it. And I think he was, but it's, boy, that's a place where if you have anything that's not working, it magnifies it, of course. And, you know, he just wasn't, he wasn't playing championship golf down there, and he was kind of surprised because he said he felt like everything was clicking for him coming into Thursday. And so who knows? Funny, I mean, the margin is so, so paper thin and always is. And, you know, the guys who were in the leaderboard yesterday were, they basically were doing everything right for 4 days.
Sergio Garcia, not universally beloved necessarily in America throughout his career, but the fact that he won, how was that received in Augusta?
It was received extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think that human beings in general love what they consider a redemption story. And I don't know if Garcia had anything to be redeemed about or not, but the perception was this was a guy who was a complainer, a whiner, a choker. But at some point, you're so used to seeing somebody and go and have the trials and tribulations he had, never forgetting the fact, of course, he's probably got, you know, a cool $100 million stashed away somewhere. But he'd come so close and had so many failed, just failed attempts at major championships. And when you start to wonder if the time had passed him by, he's 37 and the kids keep coming and there's more and more competition, and all of a sudden he lights it up. And he seems to have done it with his mind in the right place, which it has to be. And he kind of seemed likable again to people. Nobody was taunting him during the week. People were getting behind him. And on Sunday, he really had him captivated.
Yeah. Well, I think people like to see the human nature. I think that they like Sergio, not necessarily the underdog, but a player that who has gone through misfortune, has been down. I mean, he couldn't pull the club back at one point in his career. And then to get to this point, I think human nature says that's a great story.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. You know, I think that's right on the mark. And the number of starts he's had in majors without a win. And then, it went beyond that as the round went along because he was sailing along, but you knew that you don't get through 18 holes there on Sunday without some bumps, even if you win the thing, it seems like. And on 10 and 11, he bogeys, and he's got that crazy tee shot on 13. And you think, oh, boy, the wheels have come off again. But this time, he put them on and put them on tighter. And when he got that par at 13, after that, you know, that ridiculous tee shot, and then Rose didn't birdie that hole when he had a chance, I just felt right then and there he's going to win the tournament. You know, it was like he saved himself, and that's all great competitors need sometimes is that one moment to say, I'm here and I'm not going away.
Yeah. Mike Halas joining us at 3:38 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. You don't hear Augusta crowds, you know, yelling Sergio, Sergio, or Phil, or whatever is the case. But they did that after he won the title yesterday in the playoff hole, and that it was very un-Gusta like, I guess, for the patrons. You know, we can't say galleries.
Yeah, the fans, the gallery—that's what I like to call them. It's the front nine. I like to call it the front nine, not the first nine.
Yes.
And if they're listening to this, I'm sure that I'll never be allowed back on the grounds. But this is the price we pay for daring radio.
That's right.
what was your question? Oh, the crowd. Oh, there were Baba Booies.
Yes, there were. I
love that.
I've heard things I never heard before at Augusta.
Oh, I'm just glad I wasn't at the tee box where those happened, because I would have been in the fetal position laughing.
Yeah, maybe they're getting more lax in the.
No, they're not. I think that it's sort of symptomatic of, I don't know of what, but of just people in general. People weren't coarse or anything down there, but it's like you said. I mean, they're looser and they dress more casually than ever, and they're a little mouthier than they used to be, which that doesn't play real well, you know. And when you heard the Baba Blueys on TV, then immediately some sports writers started tweeting, "Get their badges." And I thought that, you know, you've just made a million people around the country laugh. Come on, we need more laughter.
Speaking of that, and Bob Jenkins was in rare form. Was in rare form, not the broadcaster, Dan Jenkins, thank you, was in rare form tweeting over the weekend. Did you get a chance to see him over the weekend?
Yeah, I asked him about his new book. I said, "Is your book any good?" And he said, "Yeah, it is." He goes, "And the more you read, the better it is." So, he was being funny, but yeah, I mean, he was holding court down there like always, but that's all he does down there now at the Masters is tweets. I don't think he writes columns off of it anymore, and he tweets, and it gets the magazine a lot of online attention, and they get what they want out of him.
Halas had a couple Jenkins moments, too. Tomas Peters just clinched being low Belgian.
I love that low stuff.
That's a good one.
that was a doozy.
I was in Belgium in August with my wife, and we went to a couple of cities there, and we took a train through the country. I never saw one golf course. How is this possible?
And he's a lot better than we are at this point. And we'll always be a lot better. It's people don't know. We talked about Snoop Dogg's down there. I mean, this is the week where Augusta howls. I mean, they don't have school. They let everything out. They all work, basically, somewhere around the grounds at Augusta National.
Yeah.
And people don't understand how big. I mean, yes, they understand how big it is. But just locally, I mean, everything shuts down and they all turn into worker bees for Augusta National Golf Club.
Well, yes, that's right. And what you also find out is Augusta and Richmond County, which is where Augusta is located, has more sheriffs probably than any county in the universe. Everywhere you look, There's some form of police presence, whether they're out walking on the course with the players or they're in some of the darndest places where they've got police vehicles stashed. Yesterday, I'm pulling into the media parking lot, and I get out of the car, and all of a sudden, this sheriff's car comes whizzing past me in the parking lot. It's like, that's awfully reckless. Well, somebody had gotten into the media parking lot without a media parking pass, and they weren't just on him to make sure he went to a different parking lot. I think they were going to take him to jail. I mean,
and you're not kidding either.
Oh no, this was serious, serious stuff. And I really, you know, the childish part of me, which basically is most of me, wanted to go up there and shake my fist at the guy and say, "You put him away!" But I was afraid that just any kind of public response like that, and I'd probably be going off with him.
On a little bit more serious note, Mike, there's a couple of Americans in contention, and Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth, and I think most of the viewers that tuned in Wanted to see those guys do well, but they really fell off shooting 75 and 76 respectively. And I thought that was very uncharacteristic. And you were there. I mean, Spieth had finished 2-1-2 the last 3 years. And Fowler is another one of those guys like Garcia, who was very much a crowd favorite, but they just didn't come through, huh?
No, and Spieth said something the week before that made me say he's not going to win. And he said, I'll just be glad when this week is over. And I thought, well, that's a guy who's not winning. But he played real well for 3 days, and it's like, boy, this guy, it doesn't matter. He just shows up here, and he's, you know, he's in it. But yesterday it seemed to, I don't know, maybe, who knows? I mean, sometimes you just don't play well.
Yeah.
But he went in the drink again on 12, and just his body language was no good. And, you know, that's just sports. To me, you know, the Masters, well, like any golf tournament, but all these people say, well, this guy could win a number of majors, and maybe Sergio will win more majors now, and Spieth could win 8 majors by the time he's done. They only have 4 of these things a year, you know, and it's you against the world. It's not mano a mano, team against team. At Augusta, it's one against 92, and at the others, it's one against 155. Those are pretty bad odds to begin with, and then you basically got to be, you've got to be unbelievable to win one of those. And sometimes that's not good enough. So to be a shot out after 3 rounds to me constitutes a really good tournament. He just didn't finish it.
Where do you put this? You've seen a lot of the Masters, a lot of the tournaments. Ratings were slightly down a little bit. I thought it was great theater. I thought it was fantastic. And where would you put it?
It was good for, you know, the last 6 holes, the last 8 holes maybe. But, Scott, I'm telling you, and I'll ask you guys this, and I bet you answer it easily. Who's the most popular golfer in America right now? Maybe it's not so easy. I thought it's easy.
Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw quite a bit of Mickelson the last 2 days on the course, and the difference in the sound of the people following him is so much different than anybody else. He's a magnet for people. And if he had been in the final two yesterday instead of either of those guys, you'd be talking about yesterday forever.
Yeah.
But Justin Rose, that doesn't move the needle. Garcia made it an interesting story, but I don't care if it's Spieth or Fowler or McIlroy. I don't care who it is. There's only one guy who really makes the thing jump, and that's Mickelson. And he's 46, and I don't know if he's – When you say, I don't know if he's going to have another win in him in a big tournament, of course he probably will turn right around and do it. But 46 is really pushing it. And he just didn't have it on the weekend.
So it was 57, and Freddie Couples was a little like that too, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous. I mean, I guess outside of bowling, where else does a 57-year-old guy play a 22-year-old guy, you know, one-on-one?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Only in probably those two sports.
Well, we have handicaps in bowling.
Yeah. And the 22-year-old's usually better.
Yeah. Well, and the same goes for beer pong.
True.
Hey, Mike, poll question today. KGYMRadio.com, what's going to hold your interest the next month? NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, yeah. MLB, or the NFL draft?
Yeah, MLB, I'll start paying attention around the 30th of September. You know, unless there's really tight pennant races in September.
Mm-hmm.
But there's wild cards, so that kind of negates a little of that. NFL draft, I can do about 2 days of it, which are the actual days of the draft. The 2 months beforehand, no thanks. NHL playoffs.
Game sevens only, huh?
But the NBA playoffs, I don't know. I mean, we pretty much know it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State, don't we?
Yeah.
Although Boston's giving them a run, though, right now.
Yeah. But, you know, the playoff starts, it's a different deal. So when it's Cleveland and Golden State, yeah, that's going to be great TV like it always is.
Yeah, it will be. And, you get to kind of sit back and relax a little bit now. You've been on the go here constantly for the last couple months.
Once the spring football gets out of the way, I've been sort of away from that, and it sounds like players are getting hurt or concussed left and right, and got to figure out who's left standing.
Yeah,
Iowa losing Brandon Snyder to an ACL injury, and doesn't sound like he's going to play this year. And I for one, I like Brandon Snyder and his work at free safety.
Yeah, I think so too. And I thought he had a lot of room for growth and was on that track to do it, but. Boy, I mean, when something like that happens in the off season, that tells you pretty much all you need to know about football, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yep.
Well, the other big thing came out from Friday night scrimmage down at West Des Moines Valley, or their practice, or whatever they're going to call it, the swarm, going to Des Moines, was Kirk saying it's really not a very good football team right now. So,
well,
Kirk being Kirk.
Yeah. I have yet to hear the football coach in April say, you know what, we are awesome.
But it would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, he'd go 6-6 and everybody would put up for sale signs on his lawn.
And we had a marriage proposal at the Iowa State spring game on Saturday. Kyle Starcevich, one of the backup quarterbacks, proposed, and it was a yes. It was successful, so all is good.
Oh. Well, good. I just happened to grab the last couple of days of newspapers and saw that Joel Lanning was playing quarterback until recently. He had a pick six in Iowa State spring game, and it's like, well, I guess they moved him to the right position.
Yeah, and got a little. That's got to feel a little weird to the guy. He was with Jacob Park, obviously, going back and forth last year, and. Getting the interception and then taking it back for a touchdown. Got to feel a little strange.
He likes the end zone.
Getting it done. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like
the end zone? Ran for a lot of touchdowns.
He did.
Yeah. Did a really good job.
Like Park. I really like Park. I think he could be a very good one.
Yeah. We can give you an updated total now. It's up to 54. Two more UCLA Bruins have gone into the NBA draft since we started this talk with Mike Halas. So.
Well, the most disturbing thing I heard was, and I learned this from you guys before you had me on, was that two Memphis players are going to Kansas?
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, maybe they're no good.
Don't think that's the case.
Of course they're good.
I think they're all pretty good.
It's the Lawsons, Mike, if you know them out of Memphis. Diedrich and KJ.
Hmm. Yeah.
Former McDonald's All-Americans, that's all.
That's all.
Of course. You know, how do they win 12 or 13 Big 12 titles in a row? Well, they play three or four McDonald's All-Americans every year, and class will tell.
Yeah, they're pretty good about that. All right.
I was in the Charlotte airport this morning and saw a bunch of North Carolina National Championship shirts, and it made me wonder what does it take to get those in an airport around here? But then I realized, why would people here want North Carolina? Never mind.
True. That and four Argentinians in the parking lot. I enjoy.
Hey, who's hosting this Todd Primal Camp show?
Who is? It's a mystery, man. Stay tuned at 4 o'clock and find out.
It all sounds very dubious, but I'll listen.
All right. Read his stuff at thegazette.com and follow him on Twitter at Halas. Mike, appreciate it. Get some rest, man.
Okay.
All right. Mike joins us on Mondays here on the program. We'll take a break, come back as we head to break. going to give you an opportunity to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They will be in action coming up on Saturday, April 22nd, or Sunday, April the 23rd, to see the Kane County Cougars. And we're going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. You're going to go see the Colonels take on Kane County coming up on the 22nd or the 23rd. Back with more after this.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Get out the iron and the ironing board.
Huh?
April 23rd is kids' opening day at Target Field, and they're giving away Twins customizable shirts.
Really?
You just iron on your name and number.
Honey, you know I don't iron.
It's cool. I'm learning on YouTube.
Aww.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Sunday, April 23rd, when the first 5,000 kids 14 and under get a free Twins customizable shirt. For tickets, visit twinsbaseball.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com.
Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If your company depends on industrial machinery for metal or wood, you know how true the old expression is. You're only as good as your tools. That's why when we need new equipment for our production floor, we go straight to Bailey Industrial. Choosing Bailey's the best decision we ever made. Not only do you get superior machines for any size shop, you get the best technical service and support in the world. Quick delivery, A-plus on-site training. These guys go the extra mile. Ask anyone in the trade. Check out the best work. I bet you find Bailey's behind it. And unlike a lot of other companies, with Bailey, all the upgrades and extras come standard. With full warranty and unlimited tech support. No kidding. Unlimited. Day after day. Year after year. The best machines mean the best work. It's working for us. And it's paying off. Big time.
Check out Bailey Industrial today. Sign up for a free catalog and start working with the best. Call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com. That's BAILEIGH.com. Bailey.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back at 3:56, congratulations going out to Jim from Lost Nation. He's going to go see the Colonels take on Kane County a week from this Saturday or this Sunday, and we do appreciate you calling in. The premiere episode of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
And hosted by Todd Brommelkamp.
Hosted by Todd Brommelkamp. We'll put that out there.
Hey, was Michigan's DJ Wilson already on your list?
No, that's... He's Wagner.
He's going to declare for the NBA draft, but is not hiring an agent.
And also Holiday and Welsh from UCLA, as I mentioned during Mike's interview. They have also said within the last 15 minutes they are going to test the waters in the NBA.
You said Isaac Haas as well from Purdue.
Isaac Haas of Purdue also. So it's multiplying rapidly here. We're approaching 60 now, and by the end of the week it'll be up to close to 90. And that's just
some are serious
players.
About they're going to leave school regardless.
Right.
Others are just testing the water. And can
like
come
Peter
back.
Jack did last year.
Right.
I hope they come back.
By late May, the deadline's, I think, the 23rd or 24th for them to say, no, I'm going to go back to college.
I would agree. All right. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred will be joining us here on the program. Looking forward to that. Talking about the first week of Major League Baseball. And that'll be on the Tuesday edition of the program. Dan Shanka later on this week, and he will stop by to talk NFL draft with us from our Lad Scouting Service. And a whole lot more. Chris Liss joining us as well, coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Stay tuned. It is the inaugural edition, Mark, of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
The TBS WAK.
There you go. Coming up next, KGYM.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Associated Materials, one of the largest window manufacturers in the USA, has temp to hire first and second shift production positions open right now in Cedar Rapids. Work first shift and enjoy warm weather nights off, or sleep in and work second shift. With their new progressive pay increases, you'll get a raise every 30 days. And after 90 days on the job, first shift earns $12 an hour and second shift earns $13. Interested? Call 319-390-0600. 319-390-0600.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free